Agenda item number 11, license exception appeals. Mr. Grist.
Good afternoon. If I may, I'd like to do a brief review on this before we start, because we see this so rarely before the commission. So just a little reminder of what this is about. So subsection 30F of Chapter 610 describes criteria for getting an exception to what is already established as the two-year delay process. Currently, someone who is not a licensed harvester, be it someone off the street or someone who's been helping without a license, can come in between December 1 and the end of February, put in an application, and apply to get a commercial license on a two-year delay. So they put in the application now, put in the money now, 2 years later, they get the license. Another way you can get a license is through transfer. Someone who currently has a commercial license and is getting out can transfer that license through review here to someone else who doesn't have a license. You can't hold two licenses, but it's a one-to-one transfer. One goes out, one can come in on that transfer. And then we have the exception process. Now, so we already have two ways you can get in without a lot of headache. Then you have the exception. So the exception to the two-year delay has two provisions that pertain to it. One is, to qualify the sixth exception, the applicant has to have demonstrated to the satisfaction of the commissioner that he has fished a significant quantity of commercial gear in Virginia waters during at least two of the last 5 years. He can demonstrate to the satisfaction of the commissioner that a significant hardship caused by unforeseen circumstances beyond the applicant's control is preventing the applicant from making a timely application of registration, the application for your two-year delay or transfer. The commissioner may require the applicant to provide such documentation deemed necessary to verify the existence of the hardship. There's other provisions pertaining to transfer and all, and then at the end of this section, of the subsection, under no circumstances will an exception be granted solely on the basis of economic hardship. So these are the criteria that are used for the review. Now, if someone does put in for an exception and it is denied, it doesn't stop them from going in for 2 year delay or doing a transfer. But they do have the right to appeal the denial. And that only comes up four times in a year if we have an appeal, and that is in March, June, September, and here in December. We haven't had an appeal in at least, I believe, the last year or more, so we just wanted to review this with you and understand what this is all about. This is not a common item for the commission to see, except when we have this rarity of appeal. Just to give you a little background, the types of hardships that were allowed originally before the exception were based on medical conditions, military service, and this was that prevents someone from getting the original commercial card back in 93 and 94. But by 94, the regulation eliminated two of the criteria and allowed staff to determine who should or should not receive an exception. And this is a very subjective determination at times. And you will see staff now eventually coming back to the commission to review this regulation in its entirety. Until that time, staff is going to continue and evaluate all applicants according to their fishing experience, the basis for the hardship consideration relative to their inability to wait 2 years or secure a transfer. And just for background also, you look at the number of transfers and exceptions we've handled over the last 10-year period, and, you know, fairly consistent numbers in transfers, a little bit over 100 most years. Number of exceptions, you know, up until about 2009, 2010, we had, you know, a little over 100 exceptions. But then oysters started coming back, and we started getting more exceptions, applications, and then you'll see a big spike in numbers. We went from 116 in 2009 to 213 applications in 2010, and it's been hovering up near 200 most years except 2013. This year, and this is preliminary data, we're already up to 120. So we've got a lot of applications that we process every year for this now. So, Mr. Commissioner, what I'd like to do is read into the record the staff's criteria for the staff info on each item and then pull them up here individually?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'd like to have it on the record. I'm sure you would, too.
Yes, I would.
So the first case will be Mr. Daniel P. Ray of Pocosin. Mr. Ray's appeal letter indicates he is employed as an unlicensed harvester by another individual, but there are 4 months where he does not have employment. In reviewing Mr. Ray's original request for an exception, staff determined that Mr. Ray has never held a commercial fisherman's registration license, and that means no license since 1993. Mr. Ray's original request application provides similar information to the letter of appeal. The staff denial was on Mr. Ray's inability to demonstrate to the satisfaction of the commissioner that a significant hardship caused by unforeseen circumstances beyond the applicant's control has prevented the applicant from making timely application for registration, i.e. the two-year delayed entry program. Certainly, if Mr. Ray has been employed for 5 or 6 years as an unlicensed assistant to another commercial fisherman's registration licensee, Mr. Ray had the ability to enter the two-year delayed entry system sometime within 5 to 6 years he has been employed. It takes only 2 years for waiting before an applicant becomes licensed with a commercial fisherman's registration license. Mr. Ray has also been able to receive a transfer of a commercial fisherman's registration license during the same 5 to 6 year period. And this will be a consistent recommendation, but staff is recommending denial of this appeal and uphold the agency's decision to deny the request for an exception to the two-year delayed entry to the commercial fishery. And with that, Mr. Fisher, if you want to call Mr. Ray up.
Well, before we do that here, are there any questions for staff from the commission? Okay, thank you. Yeah, please call Mr. Ray up.
Daniel Ray.
That's right. Mr. Ray, I need to swear you. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Please state your name into the microphone.
I'm Daniel P. Ray.
What would you like to tell the commission here about the denial of your exception to the two-year waiver?
I really need this card. I've been on the water all my life, 15 years, on and off, individually. I mean, on a different boat. I've been crabbing. I love it. It's my job. That's my world. And I just need this card to better my life and support my family. I mean, right now I'm struggling, you know, because I ain't got this card.
Struggling in what way?
I mean, because nobody will hire me if I ain't got no card. I can get on any boat as long as I got that card.
What is your hardship that you're saying that's not economic that did not allow you to get on the two-year waiting period there? You would have had your waterman's card at any point years ago.
I had a long time ago for it, but at the time I wasn't thinking about that it was worth any value to me, but now it is. And I got a son, 16 years old, and I'm supporting my son, my daughter, and her grandbaby, my grandbaby. I just can't do it right now because I'm not working. And I need this card to go to work. I got to go to work.
The regulation that we work under, sir, specifically prohibits the issue of bypassing of the wait period for purely economic reasons. And it sounds to me like you're stating an economic argument more than anything else. Okay. Questions from the commission? Mr. Zedrin.
Have you applied for the two-year license?
I applied, but I was denied. I mean, I applied for the exemption, not to wait for the 2 year.
Why didn't you apply for that 2 year deal?
I was trying to get my card right away as soon as possible.
You realize you can do both?
Mm-hmm.
You realize you could do both?
No, I just wanted to come see what I could do about my appeal first before I applied for the 2 year. I mean, I don't want to wait, but if I have to, I'll have to.
You understand we're bound by the regulations, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I understand that.
Thank you.
Mr. Erskine.
Mr. Ray, is anyone else in your family a commercial car holder?
Someone that works on the water.
Okay, but there's no possibility for a transfer or anything that you may have within?
Yes, sir. Not unless I go buy one off the internet or something. You know, that's the only way.
And you understand that even if there's a two-year waiting period, you'd still be able to, you know, mate on a boat?
Right, right. I understand
right.
that.
Okay.
I'm trying to better myself, and better my future by getting this card early, if I could.
Well, it matters before the commission. commission operates on a budget.
Mr. Zedra.
Inasmuch as the regulation specifically says, and I'll read it again, it says, under no circumstances will this exception be granted solely on the basis of economic hardship. That's what the rules are. I don't think we have any choice but to deny your appeal, and I would move that we deny his appeal.
Motion by Mr. Zedra.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. Your appeal is denied, Mr. Ray.
Right.
You can go on the 2-year wait period.
All right, thank you.
Or you can purchase one off the internet, as you put it.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Second case today will be Richard Wayne Wyatt, Jr. of Hampton. Mr. Wyatt's appeal letter merely requests the appeal. In reviewing Mr. Hyatt's original request for an exception, staff determined that Mr. Hyatt has never held a commercial fisherman's registration license. Mr. Hyatt's original request application provides information on his activities during the past 4 years as an unlicensed helper to another, but does not explain why he's unable to apply for the 2-year delayed entry system in the last 4 years. Similarly, Mr. Hyatt's application does not indicate that he sought a transfer while he has been employed as a commercial fishery in the commercial fisheries. Mr. Hyatt does indicate that his immediate need for a commercial fisherman's registration license is to be able to secure a bushel limit in the oyster fishery. The supplemental verification letter only lists seafood buyers as proof of Mr. Hyatt's working a significant amount of gear in Virginia waters in 2 of the last 5 years. The staff denial was based on Mr. Hyatt's inability to demonstrate to the satisfaction of the commissioner that a significant hardship caused by unforeseen circumstances beyond the applicant's control has prevented the applicant from making timely application for registration to your delayed entry program. Staff recommends denial of these appeals. The agency's decision denied the request for the exception to the 2-year delayed entry into commercial fisheries. And it's Mr. Richard Wayne Hyatt, Jr. present.
Mr. Hyatt, are you present? Apparently, Mr. Hyatt is not present. And the staff recommendation is to deny the appeal. Now, the matter's before the commission.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Zedron, second by Ms. Haney. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.
Third case, Mr. Stephen K. Wood of Exmoor. Mr. Wood's letter of appeal indicates he is in a financial crisis without the commercial fisherman's registration license. As noted before, under no circumstances will an exception be granted solely on the basis of economic hardship. In reviewing Mr. Wood's original request for an exception, staff determined that Mr. Wood has never held a commercial fisherman's registration license. Mr. Wood states that he needs the card to oyster dredge. There is no indication from Mr. Wood as to why he never enrolled in the 2-year delayed entry system while he was employed as an unlicensed helper. Mr. Wood does not indicate why he has never applied for a transfer either. Staff recommends denial of these appeals of the agency decision.
Is Mr. Stephen Wood in the room? Mr. Wood apparently is not with us here. Matters before the commission.
I move that we accept the staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Zedron.
Second.
Second by Mr. Close. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes. Thank you, Mr. Christ.